everyone. We will be taking up a second collection today for the victims of the flooding in our state, and I would ask those of you who are able to please be generous. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The first reading today is from the fourth servant song in the book of the prophet Isaiah. This description of the suffering servant is the most profound and most precise prediction of the passion and death of the Messiah in the Old Testament. The Lord was pleased to crush him in infirmity. If he gives his life as an offering for sin, the will of the Lord shall be accomplished through him. The servant sacrifices himself for the sins of others. Ours were the sufferings he was bearing, ours the sorrows he was carrying. He was wounded for our transgressions. But he himself had done nothing wrong. He had done no violence and spoken no deceit. The innocence of the Messiah, as well as his compassion for us, is emphasized in our second reading from the letter to the Hebrews. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tested in every way, yet without sin. And it is this model of authority, innocent, humble, compassionate, which Jesus is trying to teach the apostles in today's gospel. In her commentary on the Gospel of Mark, the biblical scholar Mary Healy remarks, "In the ancient world, as today, authority is usually assumed to entail perks and benefits for those who wield it, and the powerful often enjoy throwing their weight around. But Jesus' command is stark, 'It shall not be so among you.' His disciples are to display a radical and countercultural attitude toward leadership. There is no place for self-promotion, rivalry, or domineering conduct among them. Jesus does not deny that there will be offices of authority in the community he is establishing, the church. Nor does he reject the aspiration to greatness that lies deep in the human heart. Rather, he reveals that the only way to greatness, paradoxically, is by imitating him in his humble, self-emptying love. The whole mentality on which church leadership is exercised must be that of service, acting entirely for the benefit of others, putting oneself at their disposal, and caring for their humblest needs." The passage concludes with one of the most important sayings in the Gospels, summing up the purposes of Jesus' messianic mission. "For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus' own coming into the world was not for the sake of any advantage to himself, but only to serve his heavenly Father and all creatures, all men and women. Here he explains that this service entails giving up his life as a ransom. The idea of ransom expresses a price that is paid on someone's behalf, for instance, to free a slave or to save someone in jeopardy. And the Jewish hope in the Old Testament was that God would definitively rescue his people from sin and death. But only in the New Testament does it become clear how God ransoms his people, through the passion, death, and resurrection of his Son. Though we have nothing to give in exchange for our own lives, Jesus can give his life, a gift of infinite value, in exchange for us. The word "many" in this passage is another echo of the fourth servant song in Isaiah. "Through his suffering my servant shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear." Many here is a Hebrew expression for a great multitude. Of course, Jesus died for all men and women. As St. Paul says in his first letter to Timothy, Christ gave himself as a ransom for all. But whether everyone will take advantage of the salvation offered to them, we do not know. What we do know is that our God loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son to be born into our world, to give up the prerogatives of his power and divinity, and to suffer a shameful and painful death, taking the punishment of our sins upon himself. And Jesus promises that if we will follow him in his humility and suffering, we will also share in the joy of his resurrection and ascension into glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.